चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
आरबीआई अनाउंसेस स्टेप्स टू बूस्ट लोन्स टू रियल एस्टेट, ऑटो एंड एमएसएमईज। The Reserve Bank of India on Thursday announced several measures to boost loan growth to sectors like residential real estate, automobiles and micro, medium and small enterprises. While presenting the Union Budget 2020 on February 1st, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government has asked the central bank to extend the debt restructuring window by another year ending March 31st, 2021. The RBI has now said that banks will be allowed to deduct the equivalent of incremental credit disbursed as retail loans for automobiles, residential housing and loans to MSMEs over and above the outstanding level of credit to this segment as at the end of the fortnight ended January 31, 2020 from their net demand and time liabilities for maintenance of cash reserve ratio. The exemption will be available for incremental credit extended up to the fortnight ending July 31st, it said in a statement on developmental and regulatory policies released alongside the 6th bi-monthly monetary policy statement. The RBI said that MSME sector plays an important role in the growth of Indian economy, contributing over 28% of the GDP, more than 40% of exports, while creating employment about 11 crore people. Considering the importance of MSMEs in the Indian economy, and for creating an enabling environment for the sector in its efforts towards formalization, a one-time restructuring of loans to MSMEs that were in default but standard as on January 1, 2019 was permitted without an asset clarification downgrade. The restructuring of the borrower account was to be implemented by March 31, 2020, said RBI. The scheme has provided relief to a large number of MSMEs, as the process of formalization of the MSME sector has a positive impact on financial stability and this process is still underway. It has been decided to extend the benefit of one-time restructuring without an asset classification downgrade to standard accounts of GST-registered MSMEs that were in default as on January 1, 2020. The restructuring under the scheme has to be implemented latest by December 31, 2020, it said. This scheme will benefit the eligible MSME entities which could not be restructured under the provisions of the circular dated January 1, 2019, as also the MSME entities which have become stressed thereafter. It is re-emphasized that this is one-time regulatory dispensation. Detailed guidelines in this regard will be issued shortly, said RBI. Further, the central bank said the recently implemented mechanism of linking floating rate consumer loans and loans to micro and small enterprises to an external benchmark will also be extended to medium-sized enterprises. The central bank also extended the deadline to classify non-performing loans as standard by a year in cases of commercial real estate where a project was stuck for reasons beyond the control of promoters.